It is Friday, March 25th, 2022, right?
Last time I checked. Boy, I tell you what. Folks, I know y'all. Yeah, we're nuts. What can I say? But anyway.
Continue, but I think we have it together more than our president does.
Well, that wouldn't be hard. I did that when it was 9 months old.
Anyway, I want to welcome everyone to the program today. It is Friday, March 25th, 2022. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melanie Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And, crazy things happen with technology. And 1 minute I was muted, the next minute I was and wasn't, but gold today was muted a little bit. It was 1956, right now down 170, but we did have a high of 1963. Silver had the same kind of a day, down 9 cents, right now at $25.51. Platinum was down 22 at 1008. Palladium was down 208 at 2396. The USDX today mainly unchanged, 98.77. And the paper markets today, the Dow was up 153 at 34,861. S&P was down or up 22 at 4,543. The NASDAQ was the one that was down 22 at 14,169. The Asian markets, the Nikkei was stronger. Europe, France was down by barely, but other than that, they were all positive, just barely. 10-year yield, 2.48%. That's higher. Oil today, WTI, wasn't up a full percent, 113, but it was positive. Brent was up 68 cents at 199. And natural gas continues to climb. And we're looking, that was higher today by almost 3%. So mortgage rates, they're closing in on 5%. They're closing in on the 5% level. The average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage shot significantly higher today, rising 24 basis points to 4.95%. The quicker than expected rise in rates, is going to put, it's going to dampen the demand for mortgages and refinancing loans. With both rates and prices considerably higher, the median mortgage payment is now more than 20% higher than it was a year ago. So, that's pretty hefty for a payment, and I don't think it's gonna stop at 5%. So we'll have to see what happens, and we'll see what the Federal Reserve does. But until then, Butch,
well, we'll have to wait and see. And that it's been kept it's been kept down for quite a while, and they have to raise it. They have no choice. But I just wonder what it's going to mean in the long run. They can only get so far. Maybe they'll figure out get this thing turned around and get inflation under control, but I don't think so, because in a little bit we'll discuss, they're actually discussing some more spending bills, giveaway money to people. So they can't seem to figure it out that the more they print, the less it's worth, but I don't get it. And by the way, you said Brent was 199. I think you must have been 119, right? Brent oil? I think it was, you said 199, but I think it's probably, 119 a barrel?
It is 119. You just heard 199.
Okay. That's probably what it was. I'm sure it's what it was.
Had to be. Had to have been. Well, it could have been me.
And you wouldn't do that. Not on Friday anyway.
No.
But so, there's a lot of things happening, a lot of things going on. I'll let you go ahead and finish what you want to talk about, then I want to share. It's a rather lengthy article, but it's worth the read, by Michael Snyder. And when this guy did talk about these things happening some months ago, and they're coming to fruition right now, but we did too. It isn't any surprise, folks. When it's not like it's a big shocker that we're going to see inflation. We've been telling people that for years. And of course, not to blame it all on Russia and Ukraine. It is not Russia's fault or Ukraine's fault. It's our spending fault. The delays on food delivery may be partly to some to that, but it's still not all that. It's because of the shutdown for months and months that we're having prices rise. So we can't, everybody wants to blame Russia. They didn't shut us down. We shut ourselves down. But go ahead, Melody. I'll be quiet and let you wrap up what you want to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And, you know, now more and more, I mean, there was an article coming out about the U.S. dollar's dominance is being, you know, slowly eroded. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, it's, we're on this course and they can't change it. Nothing they can do will change it for the better. They might be able to maintain status quo for a while, and you might think you're doing better with your paper investments, but certainly not with inflation that is, you know, climbing in and climbing up with no end to it. And you're right, and I've said it for a long time, Butch, we haven't yet felt everything that has happened from this global shutdown. You just can't have governments around the world shutting down economies, not just a little bit, but to a grinding halt and expect it just to disappear without any, you know, bleeps. So you're right. This is all part of it. And we are feeling the pain. And then all the money that they printed on top of it, what, he raised it a quarter point and we're now at 5% on mortgages? And you think he's going to really do, or what's going to happen if he has to do another 50 basis points? So, you know, things aren't good. And you're right. Let's keep on giving out billions and billions of dollars around the world.
Sure. We can afford it.
We can afford it.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, I mean, I'm sorry about the poor people in Ukraine. I mean, it's terrible. But that's not our fight. It's not our fight. And, but we're not being told that.
No, we're not.
And we're not being told that. And this is a crisis. It is a crisis. But these people don't waste one, do they?
No, they certainly don't. I mean, they certainly don't. They'll even, that's been said by more than one person, we're not going to let this go to waste. We're going to use it. And they do. And they have for years.
Yes.
And if they don't have a crisis, they'll invent one.
They create one.
So that's just what it is. And it's not going to change. Not now.
No. And as terrible as what is happening in Ukraine, is not worth having a nuclear situation on our hands.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But this article by Michael Snyder, though, I mean, it's a little bit lengthy, but I think it's worth the read, and I'll try to go through it here and get through before the end of this first segment, because it's something that we talked about. But, you know, it's amazing the people that are experts on this, and I consider you a financial expert. I do, Melody. That's why I work with you, and I like working with you. And others like you are actually seeing this stuff. They saw it years ago, and they saw it months ago coming up. Well, here it is, folks. It says the skyrocketing price of fertilizer has caused a worldwide nightmare that global leaders can no longer deny. It says, please read this article very carefully because it contains very important information that is going to affect you and your family. And it already is. I've got to make this statement. We have a Dollar General store about a couple miles, mile and a half from where I live, Melody. Hamburger, it's 80-20, 80% lean, 20% fat, which is average, I guess, is $6.95 a pound.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But anyway, in fact, it's going to affect every man, woman, and child on the face of the planet. For the past couple of years, I've been specifically warning that a major global food crisis was coming. In fact, in recent months, I've been writing about this multiple times per week. At first, I think a lot of people out there thought I was exaggerating. But at this point, the reality that we are heading into a major global food crisis has become undeniable. In fact, Joe Biden just told a press conference in Brussels that worldwide food shortages are going to be real. President Joe Biden said that the world will experience food shortages as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. and production increases were a subject of discussions at a group of seven meeting on Thursday. It's going to be real, Biden said at a news conference in Brussels. The price of the sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our own country as well. Now, folks, that's something they didn't tell us, did they? They didn't tell you that. We knew, those of us knew that if you have sanctions put on, it affects everybody, even the one that does the sanctioning. And Biden is definitely not alone. If you can believe it, things are already so serious in France, listen to this, that the government's actually considering implementing a food voucher system. That's coming to America, too. French President Emmanuel Macron said his government is considering food vouchers to help middle and low-income families afford to eat, calling the problem a worldwide food crisis. I want to put in place a food voucher system to help the most modest households and the middle class facing these additional costs, Macron said in an interview with France Blue Radio on Tuesday. Wow. I was floored when I read that. People need to understand that this is not a game. One of the biggest reasons why the outlook for months ahead is so grim is due to the soaring cost of fertilizer. The American Farm Bureau Federation is telling us that in some cases the price of fertilizer has risen 300%. Fertilizer is a necessity. Bob, I'll make this comment too. I have some pasture land here, and I do keep some cattle on it, so I try to fertilize it and lime it once or twice a year. Fertilizer has been high for the last several years. A 300% increase, folks, that's unimaginable. If you had a lot of land to do that on, it would be a fortune. Fertilizer is a necessity for farmers, allowing them to achieve the high yields needed to meet demand and keep the operations afloat. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, fertilizer costs have risen as much as 300% in some areas, adding significant pressure to farmers' pocketbooks. As global energy prices continue to go higher, so will the price of fertilizer. And now the war in Ukraine threatens to make things even worse because Russia is such a key exporter of various fertilizers. In 2021, Russia was the world's top exporter of nitrogen fertilizers and second largest supplier of both potassic and phosphorus fertilizers, according to the UN Food and Agricultural Organization. So Russia, folks, pretty much supplied the world with fertilizer. Most Americans don't understand that when we sanction other nations such as Russia, we're also sanctioning ourselves. We have unwisely become very dependent on the rest of the world for so many things, and that puts us in a very vulnerable position. For the foreseeable future, the price of fertilizer is going to be incredibly high. As a result, farmers all over the globe will be using less fertilizer, and this will result in reduced agricultural production. In other words, a lot less food will be growing. And in some instances, farmers that are still willing to pay fertilizer are not able to get it. In fact, in certain cases, that is now even happening in the United States. Corn and soybean farmer John Bakehouse faces a daunting question. In years past, he never had to ask for what he could get or what he could apply to his crops within the usual agricultural system. But now the situation has completely shifted. For the first time we're talking about it, it's simply not available. Fertilizer is simply not available. Some chemicals are simply not available. For the first time, you kind of recognize you're standing on a three-legged stool with one of the legs starting to weaken, Bakehouse said. In all my years, I have never heard of a corn farmer in Iowa being unable to buy fertilizer. But here we are. And Bakehouse is admitting that the lack of fertilizer would really impact the amount of corn that he's able to produce this year. If, for instance, we are only able to get half of our fertilizer needs, it will cut into the corn yield substantially, probably at least 30%, perhaps higher, depending on the year. This is alarming to hear. Sadly, there are millions upon millions of other farmers all over the world that are being faced with incredibly difficult choices right now. The pivot can be seen in the agriculture powerhouse Brazil, where some farmers are applying less fertilizer to the corn, and some federal legislatures are pushing to open protected indigenous lands for the mining of potash. In Zimbabwe and Kenya, small farmers are reverting to using manure to nourish their crops. In Canada, one granola farmer has already stockpiled fertilizer for 2023 season in anticipation of even higher prices ahead. Meanwhile, there are other major disasters that are also threatening food production. The new bird flu pandemic that erupted inside the United States in February continues to escalate. In fact, we just learned that more than a half a million broiler chickens in Nebraska will be have to put down. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture announced on Tuesday that it has confirmed a case of the highly contagious bird flu in a commercial flock of 570,000 broiler chickens, and that the birds will be humanely depopulated and disposed of. NDA is in conjunction with the United States Department of Agriculture, said in a press release, the highly pathogenic avian influenza was confirmed in a chicken flock in Butler County, County Nebraska. Overall, more than 12 million chickens and turkeys in the U.S. have already died as a result of this horrifying outbreak. Needless to say, that would drive up the price of meat to even higher levels. On the other side of the world, colossal swarms of locusts and devouring crops in Africa once again this year. This time around in South America, that is being hit has been hit the hardest. Farmers in Northern Cape, Western Cape, and Eastern Cape Coro are struggling to control their locust swarms and have damaged and consumed thousands of hectares of grazing land. According to the AgriSA, this is one of the biggest locust swarms in years, and with the assistance of donors and Department of Agriculture, farmers are trying everything to save their land and food. There is so much more that I could say about the global food crisis, but I will stop there for today. The head of the UN World Food Program has said that this is the worst global food crisis that we have seen since World War II, and I very much agree with him. But even though global leaders are now admitting that things are going to get really bad, most people in the Western world still seem to think that everything's going to be to work out just fine somehow. And we do. We're spoiled. We think it'll be just fine. Don't worry about it. There you go.
Well, great article, and we'll have to, end it when we come back as we head into break. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and silver trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And silver is available, but long, long delays. And the premiums just keep rising. Silver Eagles, you know, they're at to the point where should look for other things to buy, but we have them available. Silver rounds is still a decent price. So some of the foreign silver, you're looking at, you know, 4+ weeks delivery. So be careful out there, because you're going to start hearing people promising everything and everything. And things get weird. And I keep hearing people say, well, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Well, you got to be careful who you say that to. Yeah, because you say it to the wrong person, and it's like, oh, this guy doesn't mind waiting. Well, you know, they will let him wait. So be careful what you say and when you say it and to who you say it. Butch, you wanted to finish up. Were you finished with that
article? I finished that article. Yes, I did finish that article. And by the way, what is the best buy in silver now? Junk silver?
Yeah. What is it?
That's the best buy. That's the best buy right now?
Probably not. The premium isn't as much as the Silver Eagles. So if you're comparing it to the Silver Eagles, yeah, it's a better buy. But 1 ounce silver rounds is a better buy than the 90% if you're just buying silver.
And now,
so
the,
it depends on if you're just buying.
Now?
I mean, they're still hefty. They're still over $5 an ounce.
Okay.
How about $5? Oh, $5 over spot, I should say.
So about $30.
30, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Just want to buy me.
Depending on how many you purchase and so forth. So.
Well, I read two articles that they quit minting Silver Eagles now for a little bit because they ran out of silver for them. That's what I was reading. They ran out of blanks, I should say. And I just wonder if that was true or not.
They were getting low on some of the blanks. What they really stopped minting is the new coinage that they were trying to do to, the Morgans and the Peace Dollars. That's what they stopped.
Okay.
Minting.
Okay.
So, if they extended it to the Silver Eagles, I haven't heard yet, but I've heard they were saying that a long time ago that the mint shut down. No, the mint did not shut down. So I'll get an update.
Okay. All right. And I thought this interesting too. Russian central bank starts buying gold reserves to maintain some stability in an increasingly chaotic economy. The Bank of Russia has just announced plans to begin buying gold from its banks at a fixed price. Now, this, folks, listen to this article. This is going to concern us. It's going to concern us big time. As a matter of fact, I just read an article the other day that about 100 countries are trying to get out of using the dollar as the reserve currency. 100 nations. That's a lot of nations. I don't know how many nations are in the world. How many are in the, have you any idea how many nations we have in the world today? 150 or so? I don't remember.
Pardon?
How many nations do we have in the world today?
Oh, too many.
I don't remember what the number was, but there's 100 of them are trying to cut back on using the dollar as a reserve currency. They said they're talking about the Russian banks, and this could serve two purposes: provide a path to liquidity for swift, constrained banks, and centralize more of the nation's gold as Putin accelerates his de-dollarization plans. Now, folks, this is big. If Putin and China alone do it, it's going to hurt us big time. In order to balance supply and demand in the domestic precious metals market, the Bank of Russia will buy gold from credit institutions at a fixed price from March 28, 2022. The price from March 28 to June 30th, inclusive, will be 5,000 rubles per 1 gram. The established price levels make it possible to ensure a stable supply of gold and the smooth function of the gold mining industry in the current year. After the specified period, the purchase of gold can be adjusted, taking into account the emerging balance of supply and demand in the domestic market. The buying price, as the chart showed below, is significantly below the current market price. This implies Bank of Russia believes the ruble should be higher relative to the dollar. Let me repeat that. This implies Bank of Russia believes the ruble should be higher relative to the dollar. Remember, Russia had been de-dollarizing for years. Nothing lasts forever, especially reserve currencies. And the 100 nations are discussing to quit using the dollar as a reserve currency. If only two nations, or three nations, India included, decide, with China and Russia, to quit using the dollar, that's going to be a huge hit on our economy and a huge hit in our wallets. If you think things are high now, wait till China quits taking the dollar as trade. What are we going to do when the one who provides us the most of our goods today won't use our currency for a trade and for their goods? What are you going to do, folks? I mean, what's going to happen? I don't have all the answers to that, but it's not going to be very pleasant. With prices the way they're going up right now, the way they are, can you imagine if the dollar is no good at all on foreign markets and a lot of markets? Can you imagine what's going to happen to the dollar and what you're going to do with it when you get your paycheck and it buys half again less than what it did just a couple months ago? And it could happen. Any comments, Melody?
No, it could happen. And the thing of it is, we always went to war with those countries that were trying to, you know, get out of trading in the dollar. We can't go to war with all those countries. We can't change regimes and so forth as easy as we once could with some of those smaller nations that we messed up. So, I mean, it's, again, we're on this path. It's not going to change. China warned us a long time ago. They don't believe in a one world reserve currency. So, you know, and things have been changing ever since. And lots of times, Butch, people think it should be done overnight, but it takes a long time. And, you know, again, it's that frog in the hot boiling water. Happens so gradually, 90% of the people don't even know that they're being cooked.
Well, and it does happen gradually. I was talking to my son yesterday, just telling him, and we discussed some price on things. And I said, when his mommy and I had gotten married, one of my better paying jobs I had starting out after a year or two being married was working for the city of Summersville Water Department in the sewer department. It paid $4.50 a month. And we lived on that. Now, I'm going to let that sink in a minute. $450 a month. You couldn't live without a week now, could you?
Very difficult.
Very, very difficult. Now, folks, think about the shrinkage of the dollar since 1971. My wife, Marsh, and I lived. We didn't know we weren't wealthy. We didn't have extravagant things, but we lived on $450 a month. You could buy 12 loaves of bread for a dollar. A gallon of gas was 22 cents. I mean, we could live on that. And if you don't think the dollar is collapsing, compare it to today. How much is that? Now, this wasn't, we'll say, the high price bread back then, but it was good. It was bread. I don't know what the average price of bread is today, Loaf Billy. Is it, what, $2.50, $3 a bag per bag of bread now? I have no idea.
I don't buy bread. I really don't know.
I'm guessing $3
at least.
Rarely
do I buy bread.
But we can buy,
I'm sure it's a couple
loaves,
bucks. I'm sure it's
least.
Probably closer to three.
Well, we could buy 12 loaves for $1, and now it takes $3 to buy one. A gallon of gas was 22 cents. Today's $4 and change. So don't tell me the dollar hasn't shrank, and don't blame it on supply and demand. The supply is getting scarce now, but it wasn't scarce over all these years.
Yeah.
It's called inflation. It's called fiat currency, and it continues to undercut itself. And the more they make and the more they print, the less it's worth. Now, that's just plain common sense. But back to the situation. This is our natural news. Thousands of Canadian Pacific rail workers strike, running fertilizer shipments to halt for all of North America. Now, this keeps going on and on and on. The fertilizer crisis just got a whole lot worse after 3,000 Canadian Pacific rail workers walked out the job, leaving fertilizer shipments stranded. Thousands of CP rail conductors, engineers, train, and yard workers represented by the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference decided to strike after the union and the rail company failed to strike a deal. This could result in a shortage of fertilizer and other needed farm supplies ahead of the spring growing season. CP Rail is a leading carrier of potash, a potassium-rich salt mine from the underground deposits formed from evaporated seabeds millions of years ago and used to support crop development. In prior investor documents, the rail company said that it hauls 70% of the potash produced in North America. I repeat that. They haul 70% of the potash produced in North America, all from mines in Canada. The railroad also carries fertilizers, including phosphate, urea, ammonium sulfate, ammonium nitrate, and anhydrous ammonia. I can't even say that word. Any disruption in CP rail operations, in other words, could be devastating for North American farmers, including those in the United States who are just about to start planting for the spring season. So, again, another hit on a vital component. You know, I use manure on my garden. I mean, I do. I mean, it works great. Cow manure is it's a natural fertilizer. Works great, very well in our little garden. But everybody can't do that. Not when you're planting hundreds and hundreds of acres of property. You can't do that. And when you can't get the fertilizer, as we just read from the first article, if you can't get it, you can't use it, obviously. And if you can't plant the crops and get a yield out of it, that's going to mean that there'll be less food for everybody to eat. And Melia, my question is, how are the farmers going to make it? I mean, a lot of them are just barely hanging on now, the small farmers. We know the conglomerates are buying up all the small farmers you can. They want to control it all. But for the little guys, it's going to be tougher than ever to get through this summer and even the next year.
Well, of course. And I mean, you said it. You know, they'll end up selling out. They can't absorb these costs, and lots of times it's either the huge conglomerates or the middleman that makes the most money. It's not the guy on the end, and it's not the first guy. It's the middle people that really sets the price and so forth. But prices aren't going down, and a lot of people are just going to be shutting down, which puts more pressure on prices and availability,
of course, and the game of supply and demand will boost prices even higher. Not even counting inflation. Just if there's no supply, then the price goes up automatically. But this next article is something that makes me kind of angry. And you said at the beginning of the program, I really don't like to see people suffer. I wish to goodness we could eradicate hunger and suffering. I really sincerely mean that. But we can't do it. It's not going to happen. The Bible even says you'll have poor people with it all the time. You can't eradicate it. It's impossible. But this is what aggravates me. People in this country are struggling to make it. Some of them can't afford to pay the medical bills. And I, in many years, with Marcia Jean being very sick for several years at one time, was continually trying to pay off doctor bills over. I mean, it was on and on and on. Well, health care for detained illegal aliens costs taxpayers $316 million as millions of Americans go uninsured. Now, this really aggravates me. American taxpayers foot the bill for more than $316 million in health care costs for illegal aliens detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agency last year as millions of Americans continue to go uninsured. ICE's annual report revealed that the agency spent well over $316 million in taxpayer money allocated by Congress to provide comprehensive medical, mental health, dental, and public health services to about 88,000 illegal aliens who were in this agency's custody throughout the course of last year. ICE also oversaw the health and care of nearly 170,000 illegal aliens who were detained at some point in private facilities across the United States last year. Agency officials wrote that ICE is committed to providing the safe delivery of high-quality health care to illegal aliens in their custody and strives to be the best health care delivery system in detention and correctional health care. Last year, ICE facilitated 84,430 intake screenings, 13,622 emergency room visits, 8,497 dental visits, 12,041 urgent care visits, 78,202 sick calls, 46,496 mental health interventions for illegal aliens in their custody, and we have people in this country that can't afford to go to the doctor or buy their medicine. This makes me angry, Melody. I'm all for helping people. We're talking about criminals here and that come across our border, and we got to feed them, clothe them, house them. We have to take care of them out of our pockets, and we can't afford to even go to the doctor's health. There's something wrong with this picture. You still there? Can you hear me? I guess I'm on the air. Tom, are still on the air? Somebody needs to talk to me. Okay, I'm here. I'm going to melt again. But, folks, I don't mean to be hard-hearted. I really don't. I hate to see a puppy dog suffer, much less an individual. But we can't go on and do this forever. It's not possible. But this is part of the reason they're doing this, is to bring us down financially. And, folks, it's working. They're turning America into a third-world country a little bit at a time. Over many, many years have done this. And it's gained, and it's starting to close the gap quite a bit. I don't know about you, but I would hate to think right now, for example, that I would have to go buy another automobile, huge or new. I can't imagine that kind of money going out of here. My budget won't handle it. I can't imagine I'd have to trade cars, and my cars have got miles on them. My newest one's got 85,000. My one's got 121,000. They're not new cars any longer. But I can't consider trading something in now because of the extreme inflation in these areas and in all areas. So after the break, we're going to find out what the Democrats propose to help inflation. They're going to make another inflationary spending bill.
They're going to blame Putin. Inflation.
They're going to blame Putin, of course. That's a good way to do it. I'm glad you're back, Melody. We lost you there again for a second. But the Democrats proposed an inflationary bill to offset inflation. This really makes a lot of sense. And wait till you hear the idiotic reasoning on this. The Democrats, I think, are trying to buy the election. I do believe they're trying to buy an election. That's all I can say.
Think so? You
think? I think so. I do believe
and
so.
I think
but they've done it for years.
Yes. Both sides have.
Yes.
And I think we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Palm. And what's next?
Well, this I'm going to read, and I'm going to make comments a couple ways down through here, because I think it's it isn't funny, because this is for real. And they really think it's going to help. Democrats propose an inflationary bill to offset inflation. Rampant inflation got you down? Don't worry. Democrats are here to help. Representative Mike Thompson, Democrat, California. Representative John Larson of Connecticut, Democrat. Representative Lauren Underwood from Illinois, Democrat. Proposed a bill that will give every American $100 each month to help offset the scourge of rapidly rising inflation. A whole hundred bucks a month. Wow.
Is that it?
We ain't done yet.
Is that in addition to the gas?
Well, that just says $100 a month. It didn't say about gas. So just $100 a month extra. CBS noted of the proposal, which is being called, it is a gas rebate tax. I'm sorry, the gas rebate act. The gas stimulus would provide middle class Americans with monthly payments to ease the financial burden of the global crisis, Thompson said in a statement about the proposal. Now listen to this one. Not to be outdone, Representative Ro Khanna, Democrat from California, and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat from Rhode Island, have put forth a second proposal that would provide a quarterly rebate to consumers based on a tax levied on oil and gas companies. I wonder who's going to pay that tax.
Wow.
Anyway, I mean, this is ridiculous. According to a statement from the two lawmakers, their big oil windfall profits tax, we heard this sometime before, didn't we? Windfall profits. Anyway, would charge a per barrel tax equal to 50% of the difference between the current price of a barrel of oil and its pre-pandemic average price between 2015 and 2019. Khanna and White House claim to have calculated that if the per barrel price is, say, $120, the tax would raise about $45 billion a year, providing single filers with $240 annually and joint filers with $360 per year. Wow, what a big boost. And who is going to pay the tax, folks? Corporations will not pay that tax. This will pass on to us with higher prices. I don't understand why these people can see that, why they don't understand that. Corporations don't pay taxes. When you really think of it, this is mind-blowing and counterproductive. Democrats want to offset the negative effects of their own policy by trying to buy our votes. And the money they would send us would have to be taken from us taxpayers in the first place, be printed out of thin air, or just be added to our already astronomical national debt. In any case, it would exacerbate the very inflation whose effects these ignorant blank-blanks purport to be attempting to annihilate. So, ameliorate, I'm sorry. But how in the world do Melly, these people, Sheldon, White House and Canada, can't actually believe that these oil companies are going to pay this tax out of their own pockets, can they?
Well, you know what's interesting? Because those people who end up paying that gets a double whammy. Because
yes.
There was a report out today, 57% of U.S. households paid no federal income tax last year as COVID took a toll, and that was due to the COVID relief funds, tax credits, and stimulus. So, since most workers pay payroll taxes, the share of Americans who pay neither payroll nor federal income taxes was only 19% in 2021, slightly higher than the 17% rate before the crisis. But the federal, I mean, that's huge, 57. So if they continue to keep giving us stimulus, they're not getting any taxes, but our taxes will raise on those who have to pay that. Right?
Right. I just don't understand. I don't understand why people that I would like to think have enough brains to know where to itch, scratch when the itch is,
and they
will be able to see this. But they seem like they can't see it.
I don't understand why, Democrats think that you have to go after these multinational corporations and take from them to give to other people. It's like, if you want to change the wages that people, they have to change, like, the regulations. They have to change, you know, it's, there's got to be some way, but nothing trickles down.
No.
They have to take away all the benefits that these corporations get to where they don't, to where they start paying taxes. You pay this tax, you no longer qualify for that exemption unless you pay your employees a little bit more. Then you can have that, or something. But
it doesn't anyway. Work that way. They can't see it.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's just passed on down to us. The cost is passed on down to us, period.
Always.
That's it. Get over it, folks. Every time the government steps in to help us financially, they rape us. That's all there has been. It's been going on for years and years. Nobody seems to see it. They raise the minimum wage, although they should have had no authority to do that at any level, state or federal, to force a company to pay more than it can do, because all they do is raise prices to pay it. So this is just a vicious circle that's eating us alive. And this article here says inflation disaster is collateral damage from lockdowns. I'm not going through it all here, but after 2 years basically of being locked down, I mean, worldwide, it is a huge cost of a huge reason for the inflation rate. They want to blame the war and Russia and Ukraine. They want to blame everything, but the fact is, the powers that be that shut the businesses down, that caused over 100,000 businesses in our country alone to go bankrupt, they want to blame all this inflation on the fact that Russia invaded Ukraine. Folks, it doesn't work that way. It didn't work that way. When you shut down a country for 24 months, and everything is just, I don't know about you, Melody, but the last 2 years seemed like a blur to me. I mean, just,
I know.
It's just like everything was happening
the
so
last
fast.
Last 50 and, for me.
Oh, okay. But they're just a blur. And everybody was in such chaos, and no one knew what, and everybody was confused. No one knew what to do, and people trying to figure out ways to keep the business open and pay the bills. And, of course, a lot of them decided to stay at home and take the handouts, and they did. They didn't want to go back to work. And, yeah, well, what can I say? Why should they? But this isn't... With the talk here now of a nuclear war literally being discussed, and Putin said, Biden said, if Putin uses chemical biological warfare, the United States will get involved in the war, will get involved. This is escalating beyond what it would ever have to be. And what a time now. I mean, what a ripe time for a false flag event. What if, Melody, maybe the U.S., for example, wanted to get into war? Would they be above putting off a biological weapon saying it happened anyway and blaming on Putin? Would they be above that? No, folks, they're not above that. So Biden said he would respond in kind if Russia does that. He'll do the same thing to them. This is ripe for some maniac to set off World War III big time. And that's the spooky part of it, because you can't trust those in charge any longer in about any country in the world, especially in America. They would do that just to get involved if they thought to make some money out of it or to get some more control. Any comments, Melody?
No, and you know, we've done it before. Look at Iraq. Look what
sure.
we've done to Syria. You know, and you know all these other places and. That's my concern. It was, you got some maniac out there that's, you know, wants to do something wacky. Remember in the beginning of the program today, I said I would find out about the Mint? The Mint
yes,
is not
yes.
closed. There are rumors going around about that, but the Mint, at this point, the Mint is still producing coins. Limited production and allocations, probably due to, you know, short supply of blanks to produce the coins. But And that would be the main reason why they're having trouble keeping up with demand. So there you have it. Rumors and rumors of shortages of the mint shutting down. It's a rumor at this point.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad to hear that. Although there is a slowdown, obviously, so that does make a delay, and the premiums go up. Obviously, that's rough.
Sure, there's delays.
Right,
yeah,
yes.
Silver Eagles, I believe, are 2 weeks out. Foreign gold is 4 weeks out. So.
This article I want to share, if we're in our time, I think this is really a good idea. You would think, I grew up knowing this, but I get lost over the last, lost this common sense thing over the last few years. New Florida law requires financial literacy class for high school graduation. Now, you would think that would grow up, mom and dad would tell them how to take care of the bills. I mean, my mom and dad taught us that. I mean, what you have to do. But under Senate Bill 1054, which gained unanimous approval in Florida State Legislature, all public school students entering ninth grade in 2023 school year and right thereafter will have to complete a half-credit course covering topics such as balancing a checkbook, managing bank accounts, applying for loans, filing federal and local taxes, and disputing a billing error. The new law makes Florida the 22nd state and nation to require financial literacy instruction as a prerequisite for high school graduation and a standard high school diploma. It also makes Florida one of the 7 states that require students to take a standalone finance class before they graduate. With what this bill is doing for financial literacy is going to be applicable in students' lives regardless of what path they take. And that's true. If you don't know how to balance a checkbook and write a check and take care of paperwork on this, you're going to have a tough time making them, LD. I mean, they have to understand that you just don't spend and spend and spend. You got to balance a checkbook. We're not the government. We can't do it their way. But I think it's a good bill. Any comments on that?
No, I don't.
So I will close it out here. I will say this one more thing here. Russia signals it will limit scope to complete liberation of Donbass, says no progress in talks. So Russia is now saying they will just go back and liberate Donbass from Ukraine, that they don't want to be part of Ukraine, and then they're going to back off. This is what they're saying. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's more or less what this article said. I mean, they said they will go in there and try to secure Donbass from Ukraine because they don't want to be part of Ukraine, and that may end it. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. Been on the good news side. I got a couple small ones here. Well, I will say this too. China and Solomon Islands draft security pact, raising alarm in the Pacific. So it's the Solomon Islands, which is not too far from Australia and other places, are going to work with China as a security pact so China can put bases on the Solomon Islands. That's kind of spooky.
Wow.
Go ahead, Melly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just...
I mean, that's happening, and that's another piece of territory loss that for years we thought was our ally, so to speak. Leo Keller, a 98-year-old from Nebraska, has found a sweet, sweet way of lifting the spirits of those in need, those who are less fortunate than he. He was poor and hungry during the Depression, but during those difficult times, his mother worked magic with flour and eggs, and Leo learned to bake. With much time on his hands now after the passing of his wife of 72 years. Imagine that. Wow. Leo bakes all varieties of cakes and pies and passes them out daily to community organizations helping to feed the poor. The secret ingredient, he always adds, is a healthy helping of love. When asked to what he contributes the energy and sharp mind still going on strong in life, he replies, giving to everyone, placing nobody above me, placing nobody below me. Liking everyone and never holding a grudge, we can all learn from Leo. Isn't that sweet? 98
really
years old,
aww.
Melody.
God bless him.
And his wife passed away after 72 years, mm-hmm. and he decided he wanted to do something more with his life. That is so beautiful. I mean, folks, thank God for these kind of stories. During a recent marathon in Philadelphia, a female runner collapsed 100 yards from the finish line, showing the high sportsmanship. Two unidentified runners interrupted their runs, carried the exhausted runner up to the finish line, and set her down so that she could take the final step across the line on her own. She received medical attention as soon recovered. A video of the good deed has been viewed by millions Lionel Messi, the Argentine soccer player considered to be the greatest of all time, has said, there are some more important things in life than winning or losing, a lesson we should all learn. Great. That is beautiful. Give somebody a helping hand, folks. That's good for all of us to remember that. I think the Golden Rule says something like, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Let's practice that no matter how tough things get. Let's do that for each other. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan. I like the way you close out our Friday's programs.
Well, thank you. I kind of enjoy it too. I mean, it even lifts me up. I mean, it makes me feel better.
Yeah, it does. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. No extra charge.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Anyway, we are out of time, so we would love to hear another one, but you'll have to bring it to us next Friday. And until then, I want to make sure everybody has, please have a safe weekend and be safe. Good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the...